So the other day, I'm on Twitter and I'm reading a comment and somebody was talking about somebody's hair and she said, "Your hair is on fleek." On fleek, F-L-E-E-K. And I was like, what? Is that a typo? What does that mean? Is your hair on fire? Did she mean was it some sort of bizarre autocorrect or something? No, apparently this is a phrase, on fleek. And apparently I'm far from as hip as I thought I might have been. And I've thrown this out to people over the last couple of days. I said, have you ever heard the expression on fleek? Well, wouldn't you know, pretty much everybody, say, under 40, 35 to 40 and under, has, you know, pretty much heard of it. Anybody above that is scratching their head. And my Facebook friends, I've thrown that out there. And a relative of mine back east says, never heard that before. It must be a Midwest thing. I go, no, trust me, it's not a Midwest thing. Well, as it turns out, and here's what I want to know. First of all, I got a question for you. Have you ever heard the phrase on fleek? Have you ever used it, perhaps? 573-746-7004. As it turns out, there's a woman by the name of Kayla Lewis. Back in 2014, she was on Vine. Remember the Vine app? When she was 16 years old, and she said, eyebrows on fleek. Well, she is reportedly the first one to use that phrase. And now she's trying to trademark the phrase. She's launched the GoFundMe campaign. But apparently, other places are using it now. Companies use it to advertise their products, you know, because they want to show how hip they are. So, on fleek. And it turns out what it means is on point. And you know what I heard from one of my nephews is an up-and-coming fashion designer in New York. I'm telling you, the kid's going to be famous. He said it's another way of saying on point. For instance, you could say, hey, girl, your hair's on fleek. You're basically saying something is or looks good. Have you ever heard of it? Seriously, 573-746-7004. One of my issues with it is there is no, how do I put this? There's no etymological basis for this. I mean, it's a made-up word. It's a made-up phrase. Fleek. It doesn't mean... I mean, yeah, okay, he says it's a combination of fly and sleek. So, yeah, your hair is fleek. I'm going to make up a word, and I'm going to try to get a trademark then. I'm going to make up glib snort. Glib snort. I don't know. It means too complicated to understand. Oh, I don't know. That's so glib snort. I don't know if we can... I'm telling you, it's just as valid as on fleek. 573-746-7004. Will you set me straight here? Hi, The Wave.
Hey, you had my teenager bust in the gut over that. She thinks it's funny when people of our age say it.
See, I know I sound so unhip. I realize that. I feel like...
I looked at her and I said, what is it? And she goes, it means it looks good. And I'm like, okay.
See? How old is your teenager?
She'll be 13 in June.
There you go.
Grade.
What's your name?
Kelsey.
All right, Kelsey. Well, thank you for setting me straight here. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, tell Kelsey I think she's on fleet.
Okay.
Or fleek. Fleek, rather. Fleek.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. I can't even get it right when I try to use it. 726 at 101.9 The Wave.